You know those great conversations you just don't want to end?
The ones that make you laugh or cry or just say, yeah, me too.
It's amazing how many of those happen when friends just have a minute to sit together.
This is Conversations at the Kitchen Table with Alamo City Moms Blog.
We'll talk parenting,
motherhood,
kid stuff,
real stuff,
hard stuff,
and fun stuff.
And we hope you'll feel like you just had a great conversation with friends.
Welcome to the table. There's always a seat for you.
This is episode 4, and we're talking holidays, winter holidays specifically, getting through them, being the chief magic maker, how we take care of ourselves during them, and how we manage to enjoy it all at the same time. At the kitchen table today is Amanda, Janelle, and Erin.
Hi!
Hi!
So you guys, I promise that there is a way to enjoy the holidays. I've really been thinking about this. I think that this year is the year we, in my house, are going to actually enjoy things. Because, you know, honestly, I feel like I jam-pack our entire schedule the day that the kids get out of school. And then it's just like craziness until they get back. And then we decide we're going to rest up. Not the way that it should. And so I've really been thinking about ways that we can self-care and actually thrive in the holidays instead of just survive them. And I don't know if it's something at y'all's house, but honestly, it's just got to slow down. It's just insane. And it's really picking up speed now. I mean, after Halloween, it's like full speed to January, essentially.
Oh, for sure. And I feel like every year I set these high expectations, which then leads to low disappointments.
Oh, so low.
I have all these grand plans of recipes I'm going to try and cookies I'm going to bake and events we're going to go to. And then all I want to do is sit on the couch, but then I feel guilty about just sitting on the couch. And then I'm run down, and then Christmas morning comes and I'm like, meh. And then New Year's comes and I'm like, I just want to watch it on New York time so that I can go to bed.
An hour early.
An hour earlier. And then it's over and I feel wiped out and drained, and nobody in my house was like, you know what? That holiday season was magical.
They don't know. Magical.
No. They're like, why did you yell so much?
Seriously. And you know, I really want it to be truly guilt-free. Like on my end, I mean, I don't know about everybody else's guilt, but I don't want to feel like I planned too much, planned too little, didn't, you know, get that one Christmas light drive in across town that I had always said I was going to do. It's just enough is enough. And so, you know what I was thinking really, at least in my house, is I'm going to create a holiday bucket list, essentially, much like we attempt to do, and it's laughable every summer. But basically where I say, okay, you guys, family meeting style, like list everything, call out everything you want on this list. We're not going to get to all of it, but you know, everything goes on a list, and then we can go back and say, okay, if you had to pick two things per person, what are your absolutes, right? And we just kind of create a list so it's organized, everybody gets a say in it, but we also know that it's a bucket list. So obviously not everything's going to go on it. And you know what is going to be on my bucket list this year? Some downtime. Like nobody's going anywhere unless it's to Starbucks for a skinny vanilla latte. But truly, like there are going to be some days that there is nothing planned. And that sounds so good right now.
I don't know if we kind of talk about it, but sitting down and having that family meeting is great, because I have found that when we've asked the kids, what do they want to do? What my thought is that they would want to do is not.
No, never.
And oftentimes what is special or fun or magical to them is not what I was going crazy trying to do. That's freeing to me, that idea. I'm like, of course we should have that. We should outline this, because there is, oh my goodness, so much. I love that idea. I love that.
Well, and I love that it's like, here's some things that would be fun to get done, because like the summer, some of the best things we did this summer would be like, you know what? We don't have anything planned to today, but we feel like doing something, so let's pick something to do. It's just that having that freedom of and flexibility, but also somewhat of a plan, something that I can fall back on, so we don't get into the opposite trap of, well, I want to do something. Well, so do I. Well, what are we going to do? I don't know. What
exactly.
Do you want to do? What? Well, I don't know. What do you want to do?
And then the night's gone.
Right. And everybody's so annoyed. And all I can do is run to Starbucks at Target because it's open later than the other one. And
yep. No, I think it's so important. And, you know, the other thing is, as a mom specifically, I think that we are really good at creating the bucket list of like what we think everyone else will enjoy.
Like the Hallmark bucket list as opposed to the real kid bucket list.
Yeah. And also, usually what I want to do is not that on there, quite frankly. I mean, there are some things that I love doing around the holidays and they are traditions and I have actually really pushed for them because I do love them. But honestly, there are some things that never make that bucket list, i.e. I'm going shopping by myself and I might not shop the whole day. I might get a massage or I might just, you know, go look at Christmas lights by myself. Bye.
Yeah. No, true.
I mean, just something that's actually realistically for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's like, I love to bake cookies, but I know nobody in my house is going to have more than a 5-minute attention span in there. And I shouldn't set myself up for that. That's my thing. I'm going to do it and it's going to be done how I want to do it. And I'm not going to ask you to be involved and that is okay.
No.
Or know that they'll be involved for a little bit. And when they don't, not to
take it personally.
Exactly. Not to take it personally because you know that's their MO. And
so true.
That all, I feel like, tumbles into that, you know, you're worried about buying presents, you're stress eating or self-soothing with extra wine or doing all these other things that you feel are necessary that end up in some kind of destructive habits, like not sleeping. I mean, come on, you have to sleep. We all know you have to sleep.
Never going to happen here, mostly because of my fault. But honestly, just creating limits for yourself. I think there's no better time in the entire world than around holiday season to learn the art of saying no, yes. Honestly. And I mean, I am pot calling the kettle black. But I also think that when I do say no to something I don't totally want to do, I feel so much better. And most of the time, you know, I'm rushing to get kids ready and get them in the car and get there on time. And then I'm thinking, I don't even really want to be doing this, much less, you know, running like a crazy person trying to get it done. And so when you're making that bucket list, strike through some of those things that are just either not actually going to be that fun for me. Like there's a lot of things in my head, like getting some hot chocolate and going to look at Christmas lights. That sounds so fun and easy, except that my 17-month-old who's rear facing is not going to enjoy himself. And thus nobody is. Like he has no interest in Christmas lights yet. So why would I put him in the car and basically set ourselves up for disappointment and crazy crying? You know, it's just maybe next year, but not this one.
Well, or that thing that you do with your husband.
Date night. Exactly.
You have a kid date with your oldest who does want to do it.
I mean, we all know looking at Instagram and Facebook, seeing what other people are doing, you have to look at that and see what season of life they're in with their kids and you are.
Yes.
Your kids, knowing that it changes and giving yourself some grace with that. And your season is different.
It totally is. It's a little crazy. But yeah, I think I get into the rut of like, oh my goodness, social media puts the pressure on us to do everything at once. And it just doesn't make sense. And it's going to make me insane. And I know that. What do y'all do? Like, I know holiday fun isn't just for kids. I know that. And I have to say it. Holiday fun is not just for kids. It's not just for kids. But like, what do y'all do either with your spouse or just by yourself that you really enjoy? Because I'm always thinking of new ideas.
I don't know if this is holiday fun, but okay. So just in helping reduce holiday stress, our church offers every Friday night in December a parents' night out.
And that's so fun. Yeah.
I mean, with Amazon and stuff, you know, I know we can do so much shopping ahead of time, but one time I just felt really stressed about shopping for the extended family. And so instead of going to see a movie.
Why? That's so weird that you were stressed about that.
Yeah. I was like, I felt like the burden of gift shopping was on me.
Because it is.
Yeah. Unfortunate. So I am a horrible gift giver. I stress about this. And so we were talking, we're like, what are we going to do for this parents' night out? And I said, I really just want to get this Christmas shopping done. So we went and we had dinner, a lovely dinner at Paisano's, wine, dessert, everything. And then we went to Target and went Christmas shopping.
That's like my favorite thing in the whole world anyway.
It was amazing because we knocked Santa out. We knocked all the nieces and nephews out. I mean, it was awesome. And so we had fun together. Like it was really good. And maybe it sounds lame, but it was so fun. that I'm already thinking, okay, are we, you know, are we going to do this again this year?
I'm totally doing that. That yeah. sounds so fun. And I think it adds a little bit more connection because quite frankly, over the last few years, Amazon and I have started a relationship together around the holidays. And so I think that would be nice. Not only does he actually know what is being received by our family from us, but I think it's fun. I mean, we actually enjoy hanging out and shopping together when we don't have smaller humans that may or may not be related to us. And so that's a really good idea, actually.
You know, babysitters can be hard to come by during the holidays for the evening.
So true.
But I love getting to go do not just like the shopping or whatever, but sneaking off for like lunch dates or middle of the day things, like going to see a holiday movie or going to, and it just feels different and special, especially if it's like on a Wednesday or he's trying to burn some PTO or I can manage to clear my schedule. And that's not something we get to do the rest of the year. So booking that daytime babysitter. And also PS, I don't mind, like, sometimes I feel silly getting a babysitter at night because she's asleep, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like during the day, she gets to talk to somebody else. Somebody else can do crafts and projects with her. Somebody else can tell her, no, you can't have 27 snacks. And so I'm blissfully having a lovely lunch or watching a movie or, I mean, even if I was Christmas shopping, but taking advantage of like all the college kids who are home during the holiday and taking that day date.
Such a good point.
I love that idea. But that's a brilliant idea. And it's only a couple of hours. And like you said,
a couple hours, right.
You know, take the afternoon off.
Yeah. We've started having dates after they go to bed anyway. I mean, he'll even just run up, you know, either Netflix or a little red box and wine. And we sometimes will eat after and we can Hallmark Channel binge that pretty easily. I have a husband that will Hallmark Channel binge with me. So that's kind of fun. But still, you know, you can do anything. Elf, Love Actually, those are our go-tos during the holidays.
Heck yeah. one of the things, I found this Psychology Today article, and we'll link this in the post notes, as well as some other posts from around the City Moms Blog Network that we found. But one of the things that the Psychology Today article says is to get in touch with your gratitude, because gratitude protects your brain from stress and depression. And even if you can't actually think of an answer to your question, it ups your levels of dopamine and serotonin. So I think, you know, we do that a lot during November. What are we thankful for? What are we grateful for? You know, the people who do the cute wreaths or the leaves every day or writing it on a pumpkin or if you just talk about it. But continuing that practice through the new year and really stopping to remember what I have and what I can do. And even if it doesn't seem like a lot or enough or I'm always behind. You know what? This morning, I brushed my teeth and the toothpaste didn't fall off. And I'm grateful for that. My dishwasher works and I didn't have to hand wash anything today. And the dog didn't get sprayed by a skunk. And
hallelujah, amen.
A glass of wine effect, but it certainly also doesn't have the calories attached to it. So
no, but I think it teaches your kids that it's not just for one holiday that we think about that. You know, I think
right.
more so than ever at the holidays, to slow down and think about things other than what am I going to get from, you know, Aunt so-and-so and here's my Christmas list and make sure that you look at it, or at least that's what happens at my house every day. You know, I think teaching them that there's more to this than just kind of the crazy hustle and bustle of plans and social gatherings and things like that is so important. But in doing so, it makes you have to stop and think about it. So you're totally right. You're totally right.
And I think having those lessons about like not just thinking about the big things. What are the little things you're grateful for? Your favorite blanket at night, or the right flavor toothpaste, or that the blue cup and the pink fork were ready and available for dinner.
It's so true.
One of the other things that I do, and I have done this for a couple of years, that has really decreased my stress levels at the holidays, is it stresses me out to no end when people are like, well, what would you like for your gift? You know, my grandmother emails at the beginning of October, what do you want for Christmas this year? My brother, you know, in-laws, aunts, uncles, and everybody's like, well, what do you want? What do you want? You're like, well, I don't know. What is your budget? Are we talking a $20 gift? Are we talking like, you know, sky's the limit. Do you want to hire a landscape architect to come overhaul my front yard? You're like, what are we talking here? So I've started creating through the year when I think of little things that I just want, they're not necessarily needs or things that I have to have right now for my household. I created an Amazon wish list. And when people ask, I say, here's my Amazon wish list. I've been working on it all year. It's my ultimate letter to Santa. I'd love it if you surprised me with something from there.
That's awesome.
Brilliant.
it's helpful, and it really truly is all things. Like, and it's fun. I think that people feel like they get to actually pick something for you. So they have that control of the picking, but it's something they know you're not going to return. It's going to fit, or it's going to be the right color, like if, you know, or whatever. And then I started making my family do that. I make everybody in the family make an Amazon wish list. And I'm like, I'm only buying you a present if you put it on your Amazon wish list. So you better just go ahead and fill up your Amazon wish list. So just having that to pick from, but then also having that at my disposal to send to. And I do the same thing for Vivi. I will put things that she has mentioned that either Santa's not bringing or mom and dad are like, I'm not spending my money on that. Update things in her size with her color preferences or whatever she's into. And that makes it really easy as well for all the extended family who may not know all her likes and preferences off the top of their heads.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It makes it easy for them to choose something that she'll know, they will know she loves.
It is. This is the year that we've had the great debate on like whether or not to, what am I trying to say? Oh, draw names for the family just because there's so many of us now. And I think, you know, for self-care purposes, I was like, you know, it might be nice just thinking of myself here. Like if we got a really nice, like one big nice gift, just because there's so much out there that I know I won't buy myself. But that's kind of a way to do it too. You know, if you have something that you've been eyeing, but you're busy buying everybody else's gift, it might be something nice to have just a list of things that one day you'd like to own. and then, you know, I dare say sometimes just buy them yourself for yourself.
Absolutely.
I think there's nothing better than when you're out shopping to buy yourself, even if it's just like a fun new outfit for the holidays or something. You know, I think especially as moms, we get bogged down. I know I love shopping. I find so much joy in it, but it kind of stinks when you're not really ever buying yourself something. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's kind of fun to shop for yourself amidst all of the other craziness of, you know, finding everybody else's gift. So I say, don't feel guilty.
Don't feel guilty. We do stockings. Like stockings are really big in our house. And
yeah,
we finally, a couple years ago, had to be like, okay, everybody's responsible for like two or three things for everybody else. Like that's it. Well, I always end up with all of these little things in my stocking where I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Who knew I wanted this shade of Chanel nail polish? Or how did you know that was? And everybody just rolls their eyes. And I'm like, yeah, I totally bought this stuff for myself and wrapped it and put it in my stocking.
No shame. No shame.
Look forward to opening.
Amazing.
No.
I never even thought to put stuff your own stocking with.
You know, in the spirit of maintaining solid expectations, that's one of them that I think really gets people upset during the holiday season, is that we don't necessarily maintain expectations for our gifts. And I have zero problem like picking out my own gift. None whatsoever. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
How is anybody supposed to know what you want if you don't tell them either? I mean, I would literally get something out of a catalog and hand it to Francois and say, order this in this color. I will not be mad at you.
Yes.
This is what I want. And I will love it forever.
If not, you know, you might get something funky and then that's your gift for the year. Merry Christmas to me. It's not even something I like. And I have no problem just owning that. I think it's fun to get gifts. I think it's fun to open something for myself that I may not do for the whole rest of the year. And so why would I not want to like it? So that's self-care, in my opinion, is just kind of being really honest with my expectations for what I want from a gift from whoever.
Can we also be really honest about something else?
Okay.
Why do I always feel the need to eat my feelings during the holiday?
Dude, because the food is constant and you're stressed. It's constant and you're stressed. And at least for me, it's like, that's the downtime. Okay, what's the next meal? Like crazy, what's dinner?
Okay, because
I gotta eat. Yeah. And oh my gosh, it's been so crazy. I deserve this basket of chips with queso. Like, I deserve that for buying everyone's gifts. It doesn't really make sense, but that's how it ends up at my house anyway.
And it just, like, I just end up, I mean, I know we laughed earlier about self-soothing with wine, but it is. It's like I look forward to the meals because I can actually sit down and enjoy them. And then I look forward to the end of the day where I'm like, oh, look, you know, I really feel like, you know, everybody's like, oh, the sweets and the cookies and the this and the that. And I'm like, no, for me, it's the holiday, like cocktails and the extra glass of wine or the whatever. And I am making a goal this year just to not do, like, just to be normal, like just whatever my normal average is.
Like, that's where you're shooting.
That's what I'm shooting for because I don't want to feel that way at the end of the holidays.
No. Yeah. No, so much about the holidays is knowing your limits. And that's not just about knowing how many things to schedule and knowing how many family gatherings you can handle before you lose your mind. It's also like knowing what your limit is with alcohol, with food. And it's so hard for me, not necessarily alcohol, but like just overindulging every single day, because in my mind, like my kids are on school break. So obviously that means that I can eat like a fool. Like, I don't know why I connect those two, but I do. It's like, why don't we go to Chick-fil-A today? And then for dinner, why don't we have, you know, it's just, it's fun. And I love food, but part of the self-care piece for me is knowing my limits and knowing maybe I stick to a healthy eating lifestyle Monday through Friday and then let go on the weekends or whatever works for me, whatever works for you. Figure that out so that you don't feel awful at the end of the holiday season, because that is miserable.
Yeah,
you know?
It is miserable.
It really is. And it doesn't start off the year well. I've tried it apparently every year up until now. This is the year, ladies.
This is it. We're holding you accountable.
This is it. No, this is it. No, don't, please.
Something my mom always modeled was kind of to learn from the past, like learn what makes you unhappy, learn what your triggers are, and then avoid those. You know, like, okay, does the mall make you crazy at the holidays? Don't go to the mall.
Yeah, like seriously.
If you get cranky being in the kitchen, stay out of the kitchen. Somebody else can cook. You know, if you, I don't know, but I think that there's like a weird, almost like triumphant feeling you get when you're like, I avoided that and it was amazing.
Just seriously. It's like a drug. It feels so good. No, I think it's true. And that's really just about knowing your limits. But the other part, you know, there's two parts to knowing your limits successfully in the holidays or in any really part of life. And that's one, to acknowledge it, and two, to communicate it, quite frankly. You know, you can know your limits all day long, but if you're not saying no to anybody or you're planning all this stuff for other people and just kind of going along, it's not totally fair if you haven't communicated, this doesn't work for me.
Right.
You have to communicate everything or nobody knows about it. And that's no different during the holidays.
Mm-mm, it really isn't. And like the actual true definition of self-care, self-care doesn't have to look like a half day at an overpriced spa. Self-care means you're truly taking care of yourself, no matter how that looks.
You're paying attention to your needs. Yeah.
And you're saying no to the things that really don't bring you the joy during the
holidays. Yes to the things that actually do.
Yes.
And then staying ahead of or out of the way of all of your triggers. If you are a last minute person, you know that, and you feel frustrated every Christmas Eve when you're up wrapping presents, don't wait till Christmas Eve to wrap presents. Self-care does not have to look like something out of a magazine. Self-care means you're actually taking care of you and your needs and living your best life, as cheesy and corny as that sounds.
And so wrapping presents is one like, oh, I just really don't like. So last year we had the kids help us wrap presents, obviously not their own presents, but right, all the rest of the family. Yes, they were the wrapping jobs of a, you know, an 8-year-old and a 3-4-year-old, but they were done and they had so much fun doing it. And it was such a kind of a turning point for me going, why do I care that the presents, that every present is wrapped beautifully? I'll still wrap theirs. I'll make them what it is, but they had so much fun wrapping other people's presents. And it took a huge weight off of me because I didn't feel like, oh, I gotta wrap all these presents.
So you're telling me you didn't already order your wrapping paper with coordinating ribbons and your pom-pom choice for this year?
No.
So I'm in a weird position because I do buy my wrapping paper like on sale, like right after Christmas, and I want all the ribbons to match, but I'm genuinely not good at it. And I know y'all are shocked by that, but I'm in a family that is very good at it. Like every single person, like bird's nest and things are happening on the packages that I can't even fathom. And so I try, and it's always really frustrating because I put them under my tree and I'm like, that's really pretty, Erin. That's really great. And then I take them and I'm like, oh, jeez. No, it's got a carousel.
Favorite things I ever did in high school was the moms in our neighborhood who I babysat for would hire me and I'd go wrap presents at their house.
Yeah, I bet you're stinking good.
And I would get paid, you know, $10 or $15 an hour, which is more when I was in high school than I was getting paid to babysit.
Yeah.
And I could knock out. And then that was a good thing because then like mom and dad would take them off to do something or mom would take them off to do something. I'd go over in the middle of the afternoon.
It's quiet.
I could wrap. It's quiet. There's nobody around. I could wrap all the presents. I could wrap the Santa presents and like trash bag them and put them in the designated closet. And I just
found out,
like, why have I not found a high schooler or my neighbor or anybody to come wrap presents for me? I mean, that would be the best $30 or
$40. That's genius.
Right? Spent during the holidays.
Genius. And then I could lie to my family if they don't listen to this and be like, look, I just got really good at it.
See, you know, you could be like, I outsourced that.
Still there.
You know what? It does not bring me
holiday bucket list.
It does not bring me joy. I outsourced that.
They will applaud your resourcefulness.
I think that's genius. That's about to change my holidays.
Oh, so, it's my pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, ladies, we'll raise a glass of whatever non over indulgent self care beverage you're enjoying. And here's to a happy, stress free, self care filled holiday season.
Woohoo! Cheers.
Cheers, ladies.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. We'd love for you to join us at the kitchen table for the next episode.
To catch up on past episodes,
head to alamocitymomsblog.com/kitchen table from our kitchen tables to yours. You got this.